Every chairman would love to make the announcement you've made about prize money. You must be delighted that York's in a position to do so.
Yeah, we're very lucky because we've had fantastic support from not only owners and trainers, but also the great Yorkshire public have come and supported us and enjoyed the Naismar, which has enabled us to put more back into prize money at the Ebor Festival.
And quite important too that you haven't just gone for one race. It's always been your policy to spread it about. There's 10,000 gone here, 10,000 gone there.
Yeah, I think the real interest in this is we see the need. Everyone is saying, oh, you're supporting top class racing. Of course we are. But actually, we're supporting all racing. The minimum is 70 grand per race over the whole 4 days. So everyone is going to get a chance at a bite of a pretty good cherry.
And the fact that already we have Lady Aurelia lined up from America, and obviously across Europe the word Ebor and Nunthorpe and various other names like that are on people's lips. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely. I think that to have a sort of, you've got to have the stars come, because they certainly are huge attractions to the whole meeting, really, and set it alight when you see some electric performances. But you know, it's going to be a fantastic 4 days.
And I hear we can add Enable to that list. I mean, what was the weather like on cloud nine on Saturday night? I hope better than it was at Ascot.
It was still lightning and thunder. We were thrilled with her. It was a fabulous performance by everyone, and she put up absolutely top class figures for us. So it was very exciting.
Darley Yorkshire Oaks next. No temptation to go for the Judmont International?
That would be something. She's not in the Judmont. That would be something for Prince Khalid. But we'd certainly aim to be heading to the Naismar anyway.